Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Load them up, boys. We're saving pockets when we need them.
Hour number three. Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. Ah, yes. Finally. This is really where my home zip code should be. 1911 University. And joining us again for the first time in a bit, he's been training, then he got hurt, and of course, then I had my little, you know, picadillos going on. But joining us again, finally, is the head of Chambers Custom. That would be Joe Chambers. How are you doing, sir?
Good. Greetings. How are you?
I'm okay. My first question is, did you ever get your legacy holster?
No. No, I kind of gave up. I couldn't get in contact with them, and so I was just like, screw it. I'll go a different route.
That's surprising.
I never got an email back. Never got a contact back. Never got a phone call back. So I'm like, whatever.
Well, I'm going to tell you what's been going on with me as far as what people want me to do. And for me, the answer is already no, you can't do that kind of a comparison. But for some reason now, all of a sudden, people are wanting me to, like, I did a review of some Langdon Tactical Berettas,
mm-hmm.
which were they're pretty good Berettas, right?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, if you're going to have a Beretta, that would probably be the way to go, as far as I'm concerned, would be a Langdon Tactical Beretta.
Absolutely, yeah.
However, I don't think a double-action, single-action gun of any stripe can possibly compete with the single-action trigger of the 1911/2011/2019. I think there is no comparison to it. If it's going to come down to speed and all this other stuff, shots on target, all these other things, I just don't think there's a comparison to it. What do you think?
I think if you are, I think if you're Steve Fisher, you know,
right?
Then
who can shoot anything?
Right. You know, if you're Chuck Pressburg, if you're Jared Reston, if you're Aaron Cowan, you know, if you're one of these guys, you could do a comparison video and actually see what's what. Because you can manipulate the trigger properly. If you're not one of them guys, you're probably not going to see what you want to see. You know, I mean, those guys shoot so much, so often, and it's just going to be hard for you to see exactly the performance that you want out of the deal. It's comparing apples to grapes. You know, I mean, they're both excellent platforms in their own right. I love a Langdon Beretta, man. Steve had one here and I shot it. I was like, ooh, this is fire. I want one of these. You know, but it's not a properly built custom 1911. You know, I love an A70 Mossberg Police Special, but it ain't a Benelli, you know, it ain't a Benelli M4 or even a Benelli M1 Super 90. Not even close. They're completely different guns. So, I mean, yeah, you could do a comparison, but I think people are looking for a cheap way out, you know, a cheap way to performance, and that doesn't exist. That's the problem. If you go to a different platform, if you go to a lower dollar point, you know, price point, whatever you go to get into a cheaper platform, quote unquote, you're going to lose something.
Right.
And I'll give you a case in point. We just got a gun in today from a client, friend. It's one of the original Knight Fighters. It's one of the first five guns that Eric built, in that series. And the gun has at least 35,000, if not 40, through it, 1,000 rounds. And so I came back out to the shop about 15 minutes ago to get ready for the radio show because I was, quite frankly, I was sleeping and letting my back rest after going to the doctor today. And the guys were like, yeah, we got the package in. Eric's like, I already looked at it, blah, blah, blah. I said, did you check barrel fit? And he's like, well, kind of, but I just looked at it. And I said, well, let's take it apart right quick. So we popped it apart. We wiped all the oil off. I put some marker on it, which is not the best way to check for barrel, you know, for barrel engagement, but it works in a quick pinch, you know, and we were on a quick timeline because I had to get on the radio with you. And so I cleaned it all up, put some marker on it. Now, this is a gun that has, again, at least 35,000 to 40,000 rounds through it. Put the marker on it, put it back together, cycled it about 30 times, pulled it apart, and it had better than 50% barrel fit on both legs. Now, when the gun left here 3 years ago, 2.5 years ago, it had 100% barrel fit on both legs, but it's a DLC gun, so it did wear in a little bit. The bushing was a little bit opened up. It had, the bushing on the gun was half thousandths all the way around. Now it's three quarters side to side and one thousandths up and down. Well, there's where he lost 50% of his barrel fit right there.
Right.
The bushing wore out, which is as it's intended, right? We want the cheapest part to wear first, and in this case, it's the bushing. So the bushing wore out, and that let a little bit of the barrel fit go, not a lot, but a little bit. And so there was a suffering of accuracy, a tiny bit. But he didn't start seeing accuracy lost out of his hand until probably about 30,000 rounds. So he made it 30,000-ish rounds before he really was able to notice personally, wow, this gun isn't shooting as accurately as I thought it was. It's still shooting plenty of 100s and 98s at the 25-yard line, right? But he wasn't shooting 108X, 109X. Well, now we look at it and we go, okay, he lost a little bit of his fitment on his legs. That is part of why he doesn't have as accurate of a gun anymore because the bushing is gone. Well, I just had a gun in here from a very reputable maker, semi-custom builder, $5,300 pistol, that had basically zero barrel fit. So you're looking for a cheaper way out. You're looking for a less expensive way out. You're looking for an easier way out. You're going to have performance issues.
Right.
Just the long and short of it.
Yeah. Yeah. 40,000 rounds.
That's a lot of bullets, isn't it?
That's a lot of bullets, yeah. That's a lot of bursts. I would be surprised if it didn't start to wear at 40,000 or 30,000 rounds or 10,000 rounds. So I haven't quite got that through my gun yet. I think I may have a couple of thousand in mine. But that's okay because I still love it. We're coming up on the first break. Of course, Joe's got his Patreon going on. Tell people how to find the Patreon real quick.
You can check us out at patreon.com/1911university. And I do reviews on there of all kinds of, I mean, if you want me to do a review on your gun, you send it to me and I take it apart and do a mathematical review of the gun.
Just remember, you volunteered for that. You're never going to get a more honest opinion than you are out of Joe Chambers. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Lock and Load. 2013, Core Essentials set out to redefine a man's belt. Blending innovation with superior material, the Core Essentials belt came into focus, highlighting a better fit, better styling, and increased function. Equally at home peeking out of a blazer or a plate carrier, the EDC gun belt answers every need of the modern gun carrier. Core Essentials. That's K-O-R-E Essentials.com.
What makes the best is that they're always getting better.
Tech. Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Defense.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. We're talking to Joe Chambers. This is 1911 University. And I want to talk a little bit more about the Patreon, because the Patreon is sort of a video seminar. That's what you're setting up, right?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, basically what I do is, until I get my new Wi-Fi up in here and I can do live videos, basically what I do is I publish a white paper with the dimensions of the gun that I spec'd out, you know, that I reviewed. And then I do a video of it and use YouTube as the hosting platform, post it on YouTube, and it's shared only to Patreon members. I did release one recently about a 1951 New in the Box Colt that I did, just because I wanted people to see the gun. It was pretty amazing.
Yeah.
70-year-old pistol, new in the box. But yeah, and in the videos, basically what I do is I go through the white paper and talk about the numbers and what they mean and how they affect performance. And it's been really good. I've made some people very, very happy. I've made some people very mad.
Yeah.
I've made some people distraught. Probably saved at least one shooter a hand. Because, you know, I get guns in that people think are good to go and they find out that they're dangerous. And that's, you know, so that kind of makes it all worthwhile, to be honest with you.
Well, I mean, the thing about you is that you are beholden to no one. So right. You have no dogs in any fight. You have an opinion. Your guns reflect your opinion as far as the way you think a gun, what a gun should be before it leaves your facility, and you hold everybody to that same standard. Not everybody does that. Some people have different standards that they live by, would it be honest to say that there are some people that have less standards than you that are still good enough and safe with the products they put out?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, for example, you know, Staccato. I have a good relationship with Staccato, but that doesn't have any bearing on how I feel about their guns, because math
right.
don't lie. 3.14 is always pi.
Right.
Okay. I had a Staccato P in here from a client, had a couple rounds through it, like 300 rounds. I did a review on it. It's a great gun. You know, I highly recommend them. I've seen a couple of those in the shop now. I had an XC in here that I did a review on the other day, and it wasn't that good. You know, so I called Staccato. I talked to him. I said, listen, I'm fixing to put this out there. And they told me, they were like, that's totally fine. You know, that gun is within our specs. Okay, cool. You know, I mean, that's a different market. That's the XC is a different market than the P. And they have a standard by which they build those guns, a plus or minus standard. And so I can respect that, right? But if you just overshoot every standard, like I had a gun in recently, we called it the Night Bird of Prey, and, you know, I had this gun in, and it was overthroated to the point of extreme danger. Like, I personally, I wouldn't shoot this gun. The client asked me, well, would you test fire for me? I'm like, no, I like my fingers, literally. It's not worth the risk to me. And, you know, so I get to call the company first and tell them, hey, yo, look, I'm going to release this to Patreon, but you guys need to be prepared for a call from the client, because he's probably going to be upset when he sees these numbers. And then, you know, they want to deflect, and I'm like, there's no deflecting here. There's an absolute maximum spec on certain things that we do in this industry, and you overshot them a lot. You know, and in some cases, the companies are really cool about it. In other cases, they get upset, and I'm just like, well, you know, look, you can be upset if you want. I'm sorry about that, but the bottom line is the math don't lie.
Let me ask you a question. With your process, with what you go through, your process is established, and it costs you the same amount now to do what you do as it would at any other time. So for these companies that have these processes where you find them to be lacking is it a really expensive proposition for them to get out there, or would it simply slow down the numbers they're throwing out the door?
No, I think in most cases, like in the case of the gun that was really overthrown there, that's just a builder error. You know, the guy that put that gun together on that day, maybe it was a Monday Friday gun, I don't know. But he just decided that he was going to put the Dremel to that sucker and let fly. You know, and the guy that did the QC on it, he apparently didn't look at it. You know, and so it leaves the facility as a gun that is like, whoa, that should never leave the shop. You know, and it'd probably be fine if all the client ever did was shot target ammo, totally fine, no problems. The moment the guy went to shoot some plus P or plus P plus through it, there would have probably been a come to Jesus meeting with his finger in that gun. You know, in the cases like Staccato, they have some things that I don't agree with that they do that are different, but they work for them mathematically, right? Mathematically, I don't think they're correct, in my opinion.
Right.
But mathematically, they work for Staccato. And so, you know, I've talked to them about it several times, and I understand why they do it. And I've explained, you know, how I see it and how they could do it to tighter tolerances and get the same effect. But they're producing, you know, I won't say on the air because it's private, but they're producing a lot of guns a day to a very high level. I mean, they have some of the nicest production guns on the market, to be quite frank, and there's no reason for them to change. You know, they're not trying to produce a hand-built custom one-off gun. That's not what you're buying from them, even though some of the guns are priced maybe in that the low range of that. You know, I mean, I think the XC goes for $4,300. Well, you can buy a 9mm WMG for $45.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, so... They're close.
Yeah, we're coming up on the next break. The thing about the Patreon, for those of you that are 1911 aficionados, I think this is a chance to look at a person who he would never call himself a master, except he has all of the things that make a master are present in his product, and this is a chance to look behind the curtain to the less sexy parts of it that actually make the whole product what it is, and that's a good reason to go check it out. So how do they find that again?
Go to patreon.com/1911university.
We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Well, 100% I'm thinking about running.
Former President Trump saying he's mulling a 2024 run for the White House. The former president continues.
We will, I think, be very successful. If we were very successful, look, I ran twice, and the second time I got 12 million more votes than the first time, which very rarely happens for a president. I got the largest number of votes in the history of our country for a sitting president. And I was told if I got 66 million, you couldn't lose. I got 75 million.
Trump also telling Fox Business he's considering Florida Governor Ron DeSantis as his running mate. Fire officials are responding to a fire and a series of explosions at the Manor Chemical Company plant near St. Louis. Evacuations are underway for people who live within a half mile of the facility. You're listening to USA Radio News. There's a push to move sexual assault cases in the military from commanding officers to independent authorities. Senator Kirsten Gillibrand says there's an epidemic of cases in the ranks and that something needs to be done to stop it.
The most recent Pentagon survey found that 2 in 3 survivors reported retaliation because they reported a crime against themselves.
The New York Democrat saying a recent report shows around 21,000 service members were assaulted in 2018. The 2021 NFL draft kicks off tonight in Cleveland. League Commissioner Roger Goodell talks about bringing fans back with ABC's Good Morning America.
You know, the thing we miss the most from the 2020 season, whether it was the draft or our entire season and the postseason Super Bowl, were fans. We all felt the lack of energy without the fans.
The draft begins at 8 o'clock Eastern Time. USA Radio News.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out. DeSantisHolster.com. We're talking to this is 1911 University. We're talking to Joe Chambers. We've been talking a little bit about his Patreon, which is an opportunity for anyone to get involved and look at this look at what this guy does to build a gun and what you can look for to build a gun. But I got a question for you. With most of your clients, with most of your shooters that buy Chambers pistols, I get the impression that they get these guns and then they try their very level best to wear these things out.
Yeah, some of them do. That's the truth.
Well, I mean, what is the primary reason? Like my gun, my Fat WMGC, is a self-defense pistol. It's a carry gun. I'm not a competitor. When I do carry it, I have a supreme amount of confidence in the gun simply because, one, it is so accurate, and two, it is so reliable. So, what are the purposes that some people buy guns for? But, like I said, I get the impression that most of these guys aren't buying these guns and going, this is going to look so good, I'm going to put it in a presentation case, never pull the trigger on it.
No, I have a few clients that do that. You know, I mean, there's a few of them out there. But the vast majority of guys shoot them, you know, moderately to a lot. You know, obviously we have clients that shoot more than others, like, you know, this client that sent his night fighter in today. This has been his primary training gun for the past 2 years. And we were messaging back and forth during the break. He said he has somewhere around 30 to 33,000 rounds through it as an accurate guess. At least 30, but probably not more than 33. So that's good. That's good to know. I like knowing that. The, a lot of the people that get our guns to carry them end up shooting them a lot because they like shooting them. Now, obviously, we're in an awful time period right now for ammo and primers and components and stuff like that. So clients that would normally be shooting, 500 rounds a week are shooting 500 rounds a month because they just can't get the ammo.
Sure.
Clients that would normally take a class a month where they'd burn, 800 to 1500 rounds in a class on a weekend are taking one class a quarter where they shoot 700 rounds in a weekend. I went down to Mead Hall, Oklahoma, which is just an absolute fabulous range. If you ever get a chance to take a class at Mead Hall, down just outside of Oklahoma City, do that. Bill Anderson and his wife are wonderful hosts and the range is wonderful. And I went down to take a class with Chuck Pressburg, and the class, it's 2 days, no fail pistol. It's normally, you're going to shoot probably 1,300, 1,400 rounds in that class over 2 days. And I shot 800 rounds. All right. Well, I wasn't unhappy about that. I mean, I can pretty much do what I need to do training wise on a weekend with 800 rounds. You know, I can get my reps in, but I've taken that class before where I shot 1,400 in 2 days. So, you know, I think, people are just shooting less, which is fine. Their guns will last longer. But they're still shooting them, which is exciting. And I personally, just to plug my own self, I shot the gun that Eric built for me, the Night Stalker, the KC gun, and it was flawless. It was amazing. You're going to have that gun in your hands in a couple weeks, so I hope you have 9mm ammo.
I have some. If I don't have some, I'll intercept a truck on the road, a la Red Dawn. I'll have some. How many people carry these guns as a self-defense weapon? Like, I would imagine all the Night Fighter, the Pressburg, and the Reston guns, I would imagine those are purely fighting guns.
Oh, no. We have a lot of clients that are carrying them concealed or on duty.
Yeah.
I would say probably more than 50% of our clients carry our guns concealed or on duty. Which is, quite frankly, that's pretty freaking awesome.
See, I don't get the. I have a hard time. I like the 1911. I like the classic lines of it and everything. The fact that it has a safety on it is not a big deal to me. I love the trigger. I love the way it feels. I love the ergos, all that other stuff. So for me, to carry a gun like that as a self-defense weapon is not a big deal. It's actually welcome home for me. But some of these people that get out there and they're buying them as like a art statement or something.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that there's some that are built purely for that reason, and I appreciate that. I don't have that kind of disposable income where I can say, I'm going to buy a gun and no, I'm never going to shoot it.
Yep.
Never, ever. Never going to do it. So, I mean, all the guns that I own are subject to be shot as much as I can pull the trigger on them. So,
I mean, and I could say the same for myself mostly. I will tell you that I ended up, I'm now the owner of that new in the box 1951 Colt commercial model.
Right.
And I have no intention of shooting it.
Yeah, that's, I kind of get that though.
Zero. I mean, it's literally 70 years old and never been fired after the factory. And, you know, the owner of it, who's a personal friend of mine, he's like, so if I sold this to you, because he has the matching one, he has another one that's new in the box. And it's actually in my shop right now to do a review on also, so we can compare and contrast the numbers. And
sure.
He's like, so if I sold it to you, what would you do with it? And I'm like, look at it fondly on a regular basis. He's like, you wouldn't customize it, modify it, shoot it. And I'm like, nah.
That's a little bit like getting a baseball and going, you know, somebody wrote the name of that candy bar on here. It says Baby Ruth on it. Let's go play catch.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
They didn't know how to spell baby right, though. They spelled it with an E. Oh. So, you know, right. Yeah, I can. That, now, that I can completely see. Purely for the appreciation of the. I mean, what do you think about the engineering of the 1951 model? Just out of, we got about a minute. Tell me what you think about it.
It was better than most currently produced semi-custom high-end 1911s.
Wow.
Yeah, pretty impressive, huh?
Quite. Quite.
When I measured it up, I was like, oh, wow, this is better than, like, three of the past four of these that I've looked at. They were semi-custom. I mean, I had a $5,400 semi-custom in here that was fit no better than a 1951 Colt.
Well, we're coming up on the next break. Coming up on the next break. And, now, for those of you that are interested in following Chambers Custom, there are quite a few ways to do it. Besides the Patreon page, they also have quite the presence now on Facebook, which would be under Chambers Custom, and Instagram, which is also under Chambers Custom. If, on the other hand, you're looking to be a Chambers Custom gun owner, well, you have to go to chamberscustom.com, get involved in the process. Heidi will set you up. It is worth the wait. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly, right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Last time on the firing line, coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. Talking to Joe Chambers, this is 1911 University. Did you by chance hear the My Patriot Supply ad there, Joe, while you were sitting there waiting? Do we still have Joe? There he is, there he is, yes, sir. Did you hear that ad?
Yes, I did.
See, when I was listening to the ad, I was thinking how I could redo the Chambers custom ad. Talking about, well, when the food emergency comes, what will you do? Me, I'm pulling out my Chambers custom gun, and I'm going to become a bandito. You know, with some good music behind it.
Bandito. Boy, you goofy.
I know. I do know it. But anyway, Let's talk. Joe and I had a discussion about the single stack 1911 that is coming my way here shortly, and with a gun like that, or with the 9mm or any of the other ones that you build, the 10mm. What is that? Is 10mm the most hot cartridge that you load for, that you build a gun for?
Oh, yeah. It's pretty much the hottest cartridge you can have in a 1911.
Okay. So with those, right, these things are, is it fair to say that these things are over-engineered?
In what regards?
As far as durability.
No, I would just say they're engineered properly. I mean, not like we're using parts that you can't buy. You know, we're not putting extra heavy duty stuff, you know, this, that, and the other in. We're just fitting stuff properly.
Sure.
You know, the way it should be done. Now, well, I guess some people would say they're over engineered, but then there are people out there still building guns like a 1951 Colt.
Right. Now, and the reason I ask that is because I'm trying, like with some guns, when they put them together and they let them out there, and they're out there saying, well, you need 500 rounds to break it in, or 1,000 rounds to break it in. This is really you just having to pull the trigger and grind the metal down yourself, right? This is you, quote unquote, fitting it, right?
Yes.
Now,
yes.
When you take the time to properly fit it, versus getting out there and saying, we're just going to let you grind this down, pulling the trigger on it. What does that do? Who's going to have the longer life as far as a gun is concerned between those two?
Between a gun we build and somebody that just grinds it down?
Yeah.
Oh, the gun we build is going to have a longer life.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's evidence in the gun we just got back in. You know, a properly fitted gun, it's like anything mechanical. Think about a motor, right? I'm building a 454 right now for the super truck that I've been building. And, you know, I'm buying proper pistons, you know, I'm having the heads machined to fit the block and all. Could I just slap it all together and go to heck with it and take it out and throw it in the truck and run it until it dies? Sure. I probably wouldn't get that many miles out of it. But it would run till it died. But if I build it properly, it should run for a long, 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 long time. My kids ought to be driving it. You know, I think the same thing goes with these guns, and that's what we're learning through the patron reviews is there are guns out there that are built really, really well, right? There are guns out there that are built okay, and there are guns out there that aren't built at all. And those guns that aren't built at all, whatever. Their performance is meh. The guns that are built okay, they're going to run good, very good for a little while until they wear themselves in, and then their performance will drop off to meh. And then there are guns that are built really, really well, that are built properly, and those guns are going to run for a long, long time before their performance starts to drop off. And if they're not abused, they're not ever going to get to meh. They're always going to be in the, yeah, that's really good performance. So, yeah, I mean, we've talked about it before, you and I. You absolutely get what you pay for as far as quality. But sometimes quality doesn't just mean the build. It means the knowledge of the person doing the build. Because you could put all the fanciest, most expensive high-end parts in a gun you want. If you don't know how to fit them, it's going to be meh. It's not going to be exceptional.
Yeah.
And that, I think that's part of what people miss sometimes when they talk about who they're going to have build their gun or whatever, you know, is they miss the part of, does the person who's going to build your gun or putting your gun together, do they have the experience? And not only do they have the experience, do they have the ability to think outside the box when a problem presents itself and they're fitting parts and things aren't going the way they're supposed to and go, whoa. What's my workaround here to make this fit properly and work properly? Instead of Dremel.
I'm going to have to join the Patreon. I'm sure there's a lot of Dremel references in the Patreon, isn't there?
There's not as many as you would think.
Okay.
But it does come up occasionally.
Yeah.
Mostly what I'm doing there is crushing souls.
Yeah, well.
You know, because guys go, well, what about this gun? Will you review this one? You know, I bought this one. It's $5,000. I'm like, send it in. And they send it in, and I do the math on it. And they're like, oh, God, that wasn't any better than a Rock Island. No, it wasn't. But thanks for playing. It's kind of terrible, to be honest with you. I feel bad about it sometimes.
I enjoy that myself. You know, the thing about the chambers pistol is because most people don't know what that is, right? So
right.
I'll go into a gun shop, and he'll be telling me that he's carrying one of these or one of those, and it's the best gun, and it's the best gun known to man. And I'll be like, no, it isn't. And then I start throwing names around and everything, and I always, you know, I Chambers is at the pinnacle of that, so I throw that out there. And I do have a Chambers. And they don't even know what I'm talking about, but you can tell that they're confused, that their duress and their distress is based upon the fact that they don't know what I'm talking about.
And that's the biggest part of the whole Patreon experience for me has been, I'm not doing it to bash people's guns. I'm not doing it to crush people's souls, even though that does happen inadvertently. I'm doing it to educate people so they can make better choices. Right? You don't want to be that guy that bought a $4,300 gun that has no fit anywhere. That's not the guy you want to be.
Right.
And there are choices out there that are better than that particular gun in this case, or than the gun that had it was $5,300 and the guy waited a year on it and it was so overthroated that it's a hand grenade. There are better choices out there than that particular gun. So this allows people to look at it and go, okay, yes, this is a sample of one, and we talk about that, when I do the reviews. Remember, this is a sample of one, but sample of one can be indicative of a body of work. Can be. And, when you start seeing a trend among these samples of one, when you get three or four samples of one from the same company, and they all have the same trend or the same issues, you're like, okay, so this isn't a sample of one anymore. This is how they do it.
Right.
And how they do it is wrong.
Yeah.
So do you want to spend your money there? And so it's more of an educational experience than anything. I'm not bashing anybody. I don't talk about, this is a piece of garbage, blah, blah, blah. Here's the math. You figure it out on your own.
Speaking of math, we're going to have to use some now because we have run out of time. Thank you very much for joining me, sir. I hope that back continues to improve.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
And I will be in touch. And as for you and me, we'll be back in 21 hours. Between now and then, remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need. We didn't invent concealment. We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. Advertise at GCNlive.com.